The New Testament reading of Scripture this week, again, it comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Well, hear God's Word. This is about Jesus, again, his healing on the Sabbath. You know, we talked about that last week. Here he is doing it again. One day, on the Sabbath, Jesus was in the home of a leader of the Pharisees. The people were watching him closely, because there was a man there whose arms and legs were swollen. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the religious law, "Well, is it permitted in the law to heal people on the Sabbath day or not?" When they refused to answer, Jesus touched the sick man and healed him and sent him away. And then he turned to him and asked, "Which of you doesn't work on the Sabbath? If your son or your cows fall into a pit, don't you proceed at once to get them out?" And again, they had no answer. Now, Jesus is teaching about humility. Verse 7. When Jesus noted that all who had come to the dinner were trying to sit near the head of the table, he gave them this advice. If you are invited to a wedding feast, don't always head for the best seat. What if someone more respected than you also had been invited? The host will say, "Let this person sit here instead." Then you'll be embarrassed and you'll have to take whatever seat is left at the foot of the table. Do this instead. Sit at the foot of the table, and then when your host sees you, he will come and say, "Friend, we have a better place for you than this." Then you will be honored in front of all the other guests, for the proud will be humbled, but the humbled will be honored. And then he turned to the host. "When you put on a luncheon or a dinner," he said, "don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they will repay you by inviting you back. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, and the lame, and the blind. Then, at the resurrection of the godly, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you." May he add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, basically, we are a selfish bunch. And you think about it when we were kids. "Oh, that's mine. Well, overall, even as adults, we become selfish, don't we? I think we do, because I do. Have you ever found yourself trying to merge into a busy traffic lane only to have the car after pass you by without even slowing down? Finally, a magnificent and noble soul slides in his vehicle and he waves you to go ahead. Although you can't say anything to the driver, you pat and you wave back and you honor him in your heart and you act, "Oh, thank you very much for being unselfish." So Jesus says when we are honored, when we seek the best for ourselves but for others, how might you display that kind of humility and unselfishness in your home or in your office this week? Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of the Scripture for this week.